The Money Podcast with your hosts, Justin Harrison and David Bester. Money, 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 money. Let's talk about money.
In this episode, we are talking about the billionaire mindset, specifically beliefs and actions that have made ordinary people become extraordinary when it comes to their financial success and, in fact, general all-round success. Both Justin and I are big believers in the billionaire mindset and, more importantly, following this mindset up with action because, as Justin likes to put it, without action, there can be no reaction. So in this episode, we want to take you on a journey of greatness. We want to unlock your inner titan and awaken the beast of success within you so that you can thrive and flourish in a world that is full of opportunity. Now, Justin, you and I both live and breathe the billionaire mindset. From the time our eyes open in the early hours of the morning to when we place our head on our pillows at night, this is more than a belief structure and a mere mindset. But the billion-dollar question is, how do we inspire a stranger through this podcast not only to want the same, but to live and breathe the same mindset?
Davi, I fundamentally believe that everyone has greatness in them, but that desire needs to come from deep within the individual. I'd like to challenge people to ask themselves if they're living up to their dreams, if they're living up to their own expectations. You know, I grew up in a dusty backwater town and I was continually challenging myself as a child, and I still do so to this very day. When I wake up in the morning, I look at myself in the mirror and I constantly ask myself this question: am I living up to my expectations, and can I be more than I have been up until now? And I think it's this desire that brings about progress. It's this burning desire to be more, to want more, and to have more. But it has to come from within.
Justin, it is great to say everyone has greatness within them, but to someone who is doing their 9-to-5, struggling their butts off, listening to this podcast, what are some of the actionable steps they can take to awaken their inner greatness?
Well, firstly, greatness is not a destination. Greatness is something you work on every single day of your waking life. And the easiest way to get there is to start by making small little adjustments. Start by changing your lifestyle habits. Wake up early, stop eating junk, and start exercising. Stop engaging in mindless entertainment. Read a book, take a course, do something that is going to expand your knowledge and your horizons. And most importantly, take small little steps and work on small goals, because small goals lead to bigger goals. And you need to really build that momentum in terms of achieving success and greatness. And then the last big tip I've got is really practice affirmations. The body will always follow what the mind believes. So you've got to trick your mind into believing that it's possible first. And this is why I believe in the power of affirmations.
I think the point of not just setting goals, but taking action on these goals is critical to success. And this is the key to the billionaire mindset. But what about failure? How does someone who sets goals and continuously fails to stay on track, what's the motivation and the mindset in those cases? Because let's face it, a lot of people have tried and failed.
The thing about success, Davi, is that success, well, at least success worth having, never comes easy. There is always a price to pay for success, and more often than not, that price is repeated failure. So if you truly want to become successful at anything, you must be prepared to fail, and you must be prepared to learn from your failures, and you need to actually learn to welcome failure into your life. Not like in a depressed, drunk kind of way, but more like in a way that it becomes your greatest source of inspiration and your single biggest teacher.
Let's talk about success. How do you measure success, and what are your thoughts on success, and what advice can you pass on to people when it comes to celebrating success?
I think, first of all, that the measure of success is relative to the individual person. So one man's failure could very well be measured as success in the eyes of another person. And because of this, I think it is important to measure success against your own standards and not those of somebody else. Secondly, celebrating success for me personally is way overrated, because truly successful people are always striving. And as soon as one goal falls, they are moving on to the next already. Success is about momentum. So you want to start succeeding and you don't want to become complacent. You want to make sure you keep that momentum. And because of this, it's important to get right back to work.
Hopefully this episode has given you some inspiration and motivated you to challenge yourself to be more than you thought you could be. If you are interested in money, financial freedom, and being surrounded by like-minded people, then check out our free courses on our website, www.globalmoneyacademy.com. You can also catch us daily on our YouTube channel. Just head over to YouTube and search for Global Money Academy.
You've been listening to the Money Podcast. To get access to our future episodes, please subscribe to our podcast via your podcast app. And be sure to check out our YouTube channel, Global Money Academy.